In our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Gan Spring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock on this lovely, sunny Friday afternoon. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash, and I'm your host, Aaron. Of course, we are broadcasting live out of Loa Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today is, wow, I thought I would hold it together a lot better. But today is my last show. So basically what I have lined up today is we're just going through the past 4 years. 4 or 5 years that I've been with the station. So we'll take it from the top, and hopefully I'll be better when we come back, and I'll tell you a little bit about why I picked each track today. This is going way back to, I want to say 2022, where I met my best friend, and it was the first live show we ever went to together, I'm pretty sure, at the Broom Factory. Actually, that makes no sense, because Broom Factory opened kind of late, but anyway, and we saw Future of Free, and that summer we could not stop playing this song. So this is so embarrassing, but up first is Optical Illusion by Future of Free on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Election day, time to give up on any hope for change. Hell world is lying in the wait. Yeah, it's in the wait. Every wrong decision, and the
the internet and ourselves, because where else are we getting anything?
Say you're crying.
just heard After the Earthquake by Always. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash. At the top of the hour, I was a little bit emotional. I can't say it's not going to happen again throughout the show. If you're just tuning in, this is the final episode of Whiplash. Sorry, don't mind if I grunt a little bit. It helps me choke it back. So, yeah, that one, After the Earthquake, just Blue Rev in general. Blue Rev is the album. It came out in 2022. And I had it on repeat pretty much the whole year. I think the summer of 2022 is probably my favorite. One of my favorite times in my life. But anyway, I played After the Earthquake, not only because I love the album, I love the song. I'm sure they're touring occasionally, but I'd love to see Always as well. But it just reminds me of that summer and then a certain person as well. But if you haven't heard Blue Rev, what are you doing? If you haven't drank Blue Rev, what are you doing? But something super embarrassing is that I actually didn't know what Blue Rev was until a couple years later, or a year later. I had no idea it was that gross blue vodka drink. I'm saying gross. I actually like it. And I used to hang out with some people, and whenever we were going out, it would be like a challenge where like everybody had to have some of the Blue Rev. But I actually enjoyed it. So there you go. And it's also like $3. So there you go. But and then before that was Falling for Sure by Beached Out. And they actually reached out to me, which was very lovely. They are a duo, I believe. They are based in Peterborough. They reached out to me. They're both Queens alumni. And if you liked what you heard, which I really did, they just dropped an album called Average Weekends, March 20th of this year. So go check them out. Especially if you like Yola Tango, they themselves say that they have that, you know, that fuzzy feel, that fuzzy 90s indie rock. So definitely go check them out. I will be as well. And if they are playing some gigs in Durham region. Yeah, that's where I'm moving to. Durham region from Kingston. I will be there. And maybe you will as well. And then, of course, I started the set off with Optical Illusion by Future is Free. That was a pretty significant show in Kingston quite a few years ago. The music scene in Kingston was really good. And I caught myself going out pretty much every week, either to the Mansion, rest in peace. Actually, I was away when Mansion closed, so I didn't get to go there for a final time. But there was a point where I was there maybe two times a week for quite a few months. So I don't know. Also in the same show was Sorry Snowman and Astros, which are from Kingston. So yeah, that was really cool. I believe Sorry Snowman and Future of Free are from Ottawa, and then Astros are local. So yeah, it's actually funny. I think Future of Free is actually coming back to Kingston this month to play Broom Factory, but I think I'll be missing that. And that song was for my friend Alex and kind of really kickstarted my journey in Kingston. So yeah. So moving on to more emotions for me. Some of these songs are actually quite ridiculous. And the fact that I will be crying to them when I hear them is so silly. And I hope it doesn't happen around people because I have an explanation, but I almost think it's funnier not to. And you'll see why after. But all of this next set is dedicated to friends of mine. So I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that my friends are listening too, because actually, I hope that they're not, because that would probably set me off if I got a message or anything. So Yeah, this is Catch and Release by Alex Glass on CFRC 101.9 FM.
From the lips of an angel, hearing those words, it made Yeah. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate. I'm about to party on you. What's your party on you? Yeah.
party on you, yeah. Party on you, party on you, party on, 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 party on you, party on you, party on.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Party For You by Charlie XCX off of How I'm Feeling Now. And if you're, I know I just said if you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash, but this is my final episode ever. You know, Whiplash started... Well, I joined CFRC at the beginning of my undergrad, which was 5 years ago, and I graduated last year, and I chose to hang around for a year, and so I've been with CFRC for 5 years, and I have met some truly amazing people. Yeah, some of which I've already talked about. My best friend Alex, she used to do programming here, and I started going on air with her on her show. I can't even remember the original name, but then she had Spice It Up, and you know, and then we decided that since I was here 12 months a year, we might as well do one together, and so that's where Whiplash came from, and. It's been 3 years of having this show. And of course, you've noticed that I'm down a co-host because she left about 2 years ago. But she has influenced so much in my life. She's literally changed my life. So shout out to her. Yeah, I love you so much. And I played a song for her earlier, but the Charlie XCX Party For You is for my friend Lauren. She is, you know, my number one party girl, and I love her so much. So that one was for you. It took us a minute to become friends, but you know. I'm not going to let you go that easily. And then before that was Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. kind of silly, but that song brings me so much joy. So much joy. And it really kind of ruled my life probably for about half a year, right after that stupid rom-com came out. Oh my gosh, what is it called? Oh, I don't even know, but it's the one with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. And, you know, I have some really good memories just watching that movie. And, of course, Unwritten blew up around the time as well, but I think it was a little more serious for me, and I don't know, it always put me in a good mood, always in a good place when I was walking around or going wherever I needed to be. So that's just a shout out to Kingston in general, walking along by the lake and that kind of stuff. So yeah, and then before that was Falling Apart by Slowpoke, which you may have heard on the final episode of The Mood with May Wednesday morning, because that's exactly who it was for. She played that, DJ Mayhem played that for me, and I wanted to do the same because I alluded to, you know, a significant person earlier in the show, and I just got out of a kind of like a serious relationship, and I had two tickets, one for myself and one for I didn't know who, and I was just starting to become friends with May, and I invited her to come on Whiplash, and she was a guest host, and she said she loved Slowpoke, and the rest is history. So we went together, and now she's my number one concert person that I go with. So thank you for always being there, May. You were genuinely such a huge light in my life, and you are such a unique person in a good way, not a backhanded way. And you have done so much for the culture on the station and in my life as well. So thanks for always getting me out of the house and for enabling me to buy all these CDs and DVDs and records. We spend way too much money together, but thank you so much for, I don't know, all the memories here. Yeah. And before that was, this is what I was talking about earlier, so stupid, that this song makes me so ridiculously happy, but now I'll probably cry to it, was Lips of an Angel by Hinder. And it's genuinely such a cliche thing, but that's my karaoke song, and reminds me of one of my closest friends, Rachel, because whenever we would get in the car together, that's what I would play. And when we would do karaoke, that's what we would sing. And we lived together for 4 years. And she moved away last year, but still, yeah, we lived together for 4 years. And I hope we live together again. I loved her so much. I loved her. She's still around. Love her. Love you so much. So yeah, that's kind of our song, as silly as it is. And then I started that set off with Catch and Release by Alice Glass. And that is for DJ Crusher, Chris, who is also here at the station, who I met through Alex. And again, genuinely such a special person. Took us a minute to crack you open, but I'm glad that we did. And I'm glad that you stuck around us as well. So I love you too. I wish I had more like deeper things to say, but I'm feeling a little frazzled right now. But we are reaching the end of today's show, and these songs are for me I don't know, this show has genuinely given me life, every Friday. And, this one is also kind of for my parents, I think, too. Special shout out to my parents for making music such a big part of, you know, growing up. And thanks for having decent taste in music to get me started. I was ahead of the game. And yeah, just shout out to you guys. They came on with me for my, oh gosh, how old would I, for my 21st birthday, I think, for my 21st birthday, and they curated a set list, and that was a really cool experience to have, you know, worlds collide there, but yeah, and then after I play this next track is going to be you know, one of my favorite songs of all time. Which I'll talk a little bit about later as well. But without further ado, because Fridays were so important to me, you know, I've been here from 2 to 3 every Friday for the past 3 years. Well, at least tried to be. This is Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Monday's
You just heard Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash. That song is so significant to me. You know, it's so funny because I've listened to it so much, but I don't think I ever sought it out. And it always felt to me that it came on at the most perfect moment. You know, it always used to come on like right as I was getting off the bus from a night out, and I would dance down the street on the way home, or I'd be driving home after a particularly rough day or something, and then, you know, the sun would be setting and then it would just magically come on, and it just felt very, I don't know, it kind of feels like my song in a way, even though obviously it's so popular. And it's off of Visions of a Life, which is my favorite album of theirs anyway. But yeah, that I have so many amazing memories just dancing to this song in my room alone, or driving, or dancing home. So it felt necessary to include that one in my bye. And then before that... Before that was Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, in which I kind of dedicated that to my parents, as well as just Whiplash in general, always being 2 to 3 on Friday afternoons for the past 3 years, just over 3 years. So yeah, but at last we've come to the end of Whiplash, not just for today, but you know, kind of forever. And I only have one song left, but I just wanted to say thanks to you for tuning in and listening every week. You know, this today kind of felt more the traditional Whiplash. I really used to enjoy, you know, putting the most obscene songs next to each other and having it be a horrible transition. And then, you know, I started to put a little more effort into it and make it sound a bit nicer. But thank you for listening for the past 3 years. I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to me ramble and just enjoyed Whiplash as much as I have. And especially today, I know it's been hard to listen to my sniffles and I just sound horrible. But I just want to say I've met the most amazing people in my time here, not only just at Kingston and Queens, but at CFRC. And I want you to, if you're in Kingston, seriously consider volunteering here. You'll meet even more incredible people who just keep walking in and out of those doors. And, you know, you'll get to meet your favorite host, but this is really such a great place where the most dynamic and unique people convene, and really offers those opportunities to connect with people you probably normally wouldn't meet, and expand your music taste. But this next one is for my friend Chance, who's the tech manager here at CFRC. He's been here as long as I've been here. Well, longer is what I mean. And he's actually the one who hired me. So I really want to thank Chance for just giving me the chance to be a part of the community here. And this just felt really fitting. So I just wanted to say again, thank you. And, you know, he said it so well. You know, I'll say goodbye, but it's not forever. So this is Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio, which was also introduced to me by Chance on a radio takeover maybe 4 years ago on CFRC with other hosts. So thank you, listener. I hope you have a great weekend. This is DJ LFN over and out.
is dark. Every light on this side of the town suddenly. A secret out of the past.